7.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. So we'll continue here. News out of KSAT.com. This is, I don't know where this is. It's Bandera County. Okay, San Antonio, Texas. The Bandera County Sheriff's Office has issued a warning Thursday to citizens about an anti-government movement known for acts of domestic terrorism. A law enforcement agency said followers of the Sovereign Citizens Movement have been known to carry out violent acts, including killing law enforcement officers and other public servants. The sheriff's office told KSAT 12 News the warning was prompted by the recent shooting death of Bexar County Sheriff's Deputy Sergeant Kenneth Vann. The captain of the sheriff's office said, "We have domestic terrorism right at our doorstep." Hicks, who's the captain, said that while there's no evidence that Vann's death had any links to the Sovereign Citizens, it's the same type of crime the followers are known for. So that's quite a statement to make.
Yeah.
That's supposed to mean. For example, last May, a father and his teenage son opened fire on two police officers with an assault rifle during a routine traffic stop in West Memphis, Arkansas. News reports said the incident was sparked by the suspect's refusal to present a valid driver's license. The officers were later killed in the shootout, and the father and son died in a second shootout with officers a short time later.
You know, the Center for, Southern Poverty Law Center,
yeah,
put out a video about this, warning police officers, and I guess the world at large, about the Sovereign Citizen Movement,
right,
painting them as nuts. And I'm not going to say there's not, plenty of nutty ideas that go on in the Sovereign Citizen Movement. Mm. I think that some of them are, you know, misguided and that kind of thing. One thing is for certain, though, is that the founding fathers of the United States of America, the people that wrote the fundamental documents that set up this nation, believed that the Second Amendment of the United States, at least some of them believed the Second Amendment of the United States, was there in order to not just allow people to go hunting and kill food, not just to protect people from burglars, but to shoot police officers, they didn't have police officers, but to shoot government officials if they became too onerous and arduous.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that's what these people did. These people fought a war against their government and set themselves free. So this was the understanding of the Second Amendment in the first place. And all these people are doing is hearkening back to that idea. I can understand why that would be frightening to people who work for the government. And I'm not saying that I think that it's an effective means of finding, you know, more freedom. I'm just saying that that is true. And the other thing here is you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center puts out this warning. How many cops have been killed by sovereign citizens? There's this warning to police about sovereign citizens. But, I mean, for God's sakes, where's the warning from the Southern Poverty Law Center to, I don't know, black people, that cops kill you?
Yeah.
To Hispanics, that, hey, cops will shoot you? To American citizens, you're more likely, an American citizen is more likely to be killed by a law enforcement officer than they are by a terrorist.
Well,
statistically speaking, mm-hmm. The Southern Poverty Law Center wants nothing to do with these things. They want to call people that put "Don't Tread on Me" bumper stickers on the back of their car terrorists.
Yeah, they do. And that's one of the scariest aspects of all this, is that
they're anti-freedom.
Well, the government people are constantly releasing this information, and it seems more so recently that look out for the domestic terrorists that call themselves sovereign citizens. And they use the evidence that, yeah, it's true, a couple of people calling themselves sovereign citizens did indeed kill some cops on the side of the road at a traffic stop. There's video out there of it happening. They, of course, use the evidence that because two people calling themselves sovereign citizens became violent, then they all must have that same propensity. And it really just goes to show you how a little bit of violence can go to really put a black eye to mar a movement, which is why it's so important to make sure that you eschew any violence when you're doing your liberty activism, to make sure that you ostracize people, or talk to them first, but if somebody comes into your movement and starts talking about violence, talk to them and say, look, this is not appropriate. We don't take that particular position around here.
And there's a reasonably good chance if they won't get off that violence thing that they're a Fed.
That's true.
And knowing the track record of the Southern Poverty Law Center, I'd also like to see what evidence they have that these people even call themselves sovereign citizens.
They have video evidence. I mean, these people were definitely
sovereign citizens. They were known.
Yeah. That's the thing, is that this is an ultra-conservative, pro-gun, pro-violence movement. It really is. I mean,
is the sovereign citizen movement pro-violence?
Not all of it, but there are people in it that believe that... Didn't I just say the founding fathers were pro-violence?
Mm-hmm.
There's also provocateurs that have infiltrated, too. There's a lot of that as well.
If you believe that the Second Amendment is an effective means of, you know, throwing off tyranny, then as far as I'm concerned, you know, I mean, you fall under the very wide pro-violence umbrella.
Yeah, not a good place to be.
It's a popular viewpoint.
It is.
And I used to have that viewpoint myself, so I can understand it very well. I've moved away from the anger and moved away from the violence ever since I made the move up here to New Hampshire, and I actually discovered that there was still hope for achieving liberty in my lifetime. And then I discovered, you know, just the ideas of peace and how powerful they are. So there's different aspects of this that are important to discuss. But Mark?
Well, but 60 Minutes did something recently on the sovereign citizen movement, had some of these sovereign citizens on there, mm-hmm. the ultra-conservatives on, and basically asked them, do you think it's okay to use guns to overthrow the government or something like that? And I don't remember exactly what they said. But the guy said yes. What I think mm-hmm. a more effective answer would have been, well, let's see what John Adams says. Let's see what Thomas Jefferson says. Let's see what, Paine
says. Are you advocating that, though? It almost sounds like you're advocating what they're saying. That violence is acceptable.
No, I've said a couple of times now that I don't think that it's an effective means. I think that if you can't come up with the kind of guns that they come up with.
Mm-hmm. As is evidenced by the fact that these two guys were iced shortly thereafter.
Right,
they've
got an apparatus that is just, you know, it makes violence ineffective. Even if you think that violence is a moral response to the violence of the state, it's an ineffective response to the violence of the state.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mark. What about if things got so bad where they were coming around at night and rounding people up and putting them in paddy wagons and taking them away? Then what would you say?
I don't think we ever get that kind of information. I think that in the countries where they do that kind of thing, and it certainly happened around the world in different mm-hmm. locations, you're always kind of in this, well, what happened there? I mean, they did disappear Jose Padilla. It happened. There are people that were disappeared on 9/11. Many of them were released later. But they've been compensated in no way for what went on with them. I don't know that we'll ever be able to know.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Jews went to the ghettos because they wanted to be around other Jews so they would finally stop being discriminated against. I think they went from the ghettos onto the trains because they thought they were going to be relocated to places that they wouldn't be treated so badly. I think they got off the trains into concentration camps and started working because they hoped to be able to get out of these places. And I think that it goes step by step, and you never know. And I'm not saying that we're going to concentration camps tomorrow or anything like that.
Right.
But I'm also saying that...
But that's what some people think.
I don't think you're ever going to know when the time is to pull out the old trusty Mossberg and start blasting away.
I'm not certain there is ever a time. I haven't gone completely to pacifism yet. I mean, I still have an AK-47, for instance.
I don't think that there's a fallacious idea that I really hate about pacifists. People will claim that title. The idea that a gun, a tool that fires, that shoots a ballistic piece of metal out of the end of it, is somehow violence. It is not. A gun is a gun, and violence is violence.
Right, but using the gun is violence.
Shoes are not walking.
But using the gun is violence.
Well, it depends how it's used.
You can use a gun for all kinds of things.
If you're using the gun to shoot a human being.
Indeed. Right. There's plenty of guns.
I have not yet rejected the use of a gun for those sorts of defensive purposes, but I am inclined against it at this point because I don't believe it leads to anything positive. And I don't think that even in that case that you're talking about, Wayne, if they're going around disappearing people, then you kill those people. If you allegedly, you know, if you kill those people that come after you, then they're still after you. That hasn't changed anything. You're then on the run. it doesn't seem to improve the situation.
Sure, sure. It's a rhetorical question because some people say that. Well, what are you going to do if...
I would prefer to have my video camera.
I think cameras are more effective than guns. I really do. And that's the thing that I think really, really, really scares the government apparatus.
Especially,
they want you to be violent.
Especially in the internet age.
There's more on this sovereign citizens story here, this domestic terror alert that's gone out. 800-259-9231. I've got critiques, by the way, of these so-called sovereign citizens. I'm not a fan necessarily of them. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. We give you the features on the site for free. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Ed Wayne.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, again, over there at freetalklive.com. And the features include listening options. You can go and get tuned in via our live streams. We've got a broadband and dial-up version of the show. The radio listening choices, over 104 great radio stations across the country that air the show throughout the week, different times. You can go and get the details there. Satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, two channels up there, plus our KU band free-to-air channel, as well as a webcam and the listen line that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
Free Talk Live, on Free Talk Live, we talk about gold and silver. On, you know, talk radio, you can't get away from the gold ads. They're everywhere. And it makes you wonder, why are people talking about gold and silver? If you have studied on it and come up with the idea that the best way to protect your money against inflation, or perhaps an investment right now, or even just a barter currency in case things go really south with the economy, that you need some gold and silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. We believe that there are some of the best prices on gold and silver there on the internet, that they're we've made them available to you. You can support Free Talk Live, and you can get some great prices on gold and silver pieces. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. The toll-free number here for you, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything you want, especially if you've got something to say about so-called domestic terrorism. Apparently, any time somebody shoots a cop, that's considered domestic terrorism. In this case, especially if they label themselves as a sovereign citizen. Now, the news story here is coming out of San Antonio, Texas, the Bandera County Sheriff's Office issuing a domestic terrorism warning, basically saying, hey, be on the lookout. Charlie Hicks, the captain of the sheriff's office, says, we have domestic terrorism right at our doorstep. And he's talking about the recent shooting death of a deputy. Now, he admits there's no evidence that there's any link to the so-called sovereign citizens in this particular death of a sheriff. However, they're still nonetheless trotting out this particular meme, this concept of the sovereign citizen, so they can blacken it as much as they possibly can get away with. And so there's lots there's different facets of the story that are important to point out. One, it's that they're saying that if you're a sovereign citizen, you are a domestic terrorist. But this is a mantra that you're beginning to see happen repeated more often. I think ABC News has done a report on this. There's been other major news agencies that have reported on this sovereign citizens movement. And, of course, they always trot out their so-called experts from the government to talk about how they don't have license plates, they don't believe in government laws, and they are terrorists. And of course, most of them aren't violent. Maybe a lot of them do believe in violence as a solution. I don't know about that. But if you look at the reality, there's some estimates that say there are over 300,000 people that consider themselves sovereign citizens in this country. And so thus far, the police really are only able to cite one case where they actually do any sort of killing of the police. So it's not like you've got 300,000 people that are waging an all-out war on the police state. Most of these folks just want to be left alone. That's where a lot of this comes from. They just want to be these police, the government agencies, the tax collectors, to leave them alone. And, of course, that usually, when they're not left alone, pushes them towards the brink of violence, or in some cases may push them towards the brink of self-immolation, as we saw happen here in Keene, New Hampshire today, out in front of the courthouse. We don't know what happened in that particular case, but somebody, I bet, was pretty upset about what the government was doing to him. It has been determined that it is a him, that someone, the male who killed himself today.
It did seem like more like a male act.
Well, you know, a little bit over a year ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center published, remember that Patriot Hit List?
Mm-hmm.
And on there was Chuck Baldwin, there was let's see, Alex Jones, Debbie Kidd, there was Richard
Catherine
Mack,
Bleich.
Catherine Bleich, Stuart Rhodes.
I believe she might be coming out to the Porcupine Freedom Fest.
Judge Napolitano, Michelle Bachmann was one of them, number 36 on the list.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this hit list, it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's a very much an us and them kind of situation. These people are bad.
They're dangerous.
So I like the concept of sovereignty. I like it. I think it's a good one. Sovereign. The
personal,
sovereign.
Personal
is the king.
Sovereignty.
Right.
Sure.
The sovereign is the king. And the idea, at least as I understood it, behind the United States, behind America, was individuals were sovereign, that you were the king of your own life, that you were the king of your own property, that no one else was above you, and that it was a country of supposedly 300, at this time, 300 million kings. That was the idea, at least. Of course, it didn't end up playing out like that, because people didn't act like they were their own kings, and some people acted like they were kings over others.
I think that was rhetoric more than anything. I mean, if you read the Declaration of Independence, you read the Constitution, you can see that these documents, the Declaration of Independence is in fact a rhetorical document, but the Constitution has become a rhetorical document. Nobody in Washington, D.C. would even suggest that the federal government is still acting within the confines of the Constitution. I mean, the Tenth Amendment or the Ninth Amendment, I can't remember which one off the top of my head, says that essentially everything that is not directly named within this document is then left to the states and the people, respectively. And that means that every organization, the FDA, the FBI, you name your alphabet soup agency that's not named in the Constitution, that's not within the purview of the federal government and should be handled by the states.
So back to the story here from KSAT.com. According to the police chief, followers of the sheriff, followers of the anti-government anarchist movement. That's the first time I've heard the term anarchist aligned with sovereign citizens. Now, I guess they're viewing them as anarchists because they disagree with this government, right? They don't like this government.
Yes,
they want to
sovereign
opt out.
Citizens. I would not call anarchists.
I wouldn't either. A lot of these sovereign so-called citizens believe that this government is bad. That they could structure their own government that would be better.
Many of them would claim that they're not citizens of the United States. They're citizens of the several states.
Mm-hmm.
That they're a citizen of
their state.
Yeah, whatever their state is. The several states meaning that their particular state, and that they're only I can't even tell you all the stuff that they would say. So they would want mostly a smaller government. That's not an anarchist.
Yeah, that's my understanding
that's
of them as well. So right, so you've got all kinds of problems with this coverage. I mean, one, they're labeling sovereign citizens as domestic terrorists when most of them aren't violent. Two, at least overtly. Two, they're looking here and they're saying, well, if you're a sovereign citizen, then you must be an anarchist, which again is more tarnishing of the anarchist label, labeling anarchists as violent people. And of course, there's plenty of other press coverage in the past that has suggested that anarchy is violence. So there's that problem. And it's really kind of ruining the term sovereignty is what they're doing. I mean, the term sovereignty is nothing wrong with that concept. Up until this whole tarnishing of the sovereign citizens movement, sovereignty hasn't really even been used in any sort of popular connotation for the most part. And so I like the idea of sovereignty, but I couldn't go around calling myself a sovereign because somebody might confuse me with a sovereign citizen because I'm not a sovereign citizen. It's not even possible to be a sovereign citizen. It's a contradiction in terms, an oxymoron. Sovereign citizen.
You're either sovereign or you're a citizen.
Correct.
You cannot be a sovereign citizen.
That's right, because a sovereign is a king of his own world, whereas a citizen is one who has given up some of his rights in return for an obligation of protection from a state. From people calling themselves the state. So these are very confused individuals. They're folks that just want to get out from under the thumb of the government. I don't blame them for that. That part I agree with them on. But if they're going to be violent or suggest violence, I don't want to go anywhere near them. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency is going to take over at some point. And wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor of that? Bitcoins are a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be increasing with time. You know, actually, there's they shot up to, what was it, like $34 was their peak, and now they're down to, $19. Is this a correction on their way up? Is this a plummeting? I don't know. I mean, it feels to me like an opportunity to get in and get some more, but... You know, what can you say? It's very difficult to say. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month when they could be higher. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins have been going up. Weusecoins.org.
Well, in general, they've been going up.
In general, they've been going up. In the last couple of months, they've been going up. In the last couple of days, they've been going down.
Right.
I mean, you know, does anybody think that that anything they invest in is just going to keep on a meteoric rise all the way up?
Apparently, some people thought that about real estate a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like real estate was happening that way, you know? It really did.
1-800-259-9231. Anyways.
Real estate was being driven by a fiat currency that the government was inflating.
That's true. Buyer beware.
Artificially low interest rates and loose lending standards.
Let's go to you and your phone calls here. Whether you want to talk about the so-called domestic terrorism sovereign citizen movement or whatever's on your mind goes, let's go to Aaron listening to WXNT in Indy. Hey, Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live at the Inn, Wayne and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Just great, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's a lot on my mind. You know, I love the study of the hypocrisy of Americans, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm just listening to these here people that say they strict constructionists, and I just wonder if I could just ask a few questions, I mean, give out a few tidbits and see how they would handle it.
Okay, sure.
As far as the founding fathers, I understand why they said they believe in government because we only have 13 states. You know, I hear current politicians, especially the so-called conservative politicians, talk about, well, if they knew that Obama had a deficit of $1.2 trillion, they would turn over in their grave. Well, they would probably turn over in their grave if there was they knew there was a President Obama, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They
would some probably of them certainly would.
They would probably turn over in their grave if, you know, they knew that we had 50 states. You know, and these are the current people that talk about they love the Constitution so much. When was the last time they caught a train across the country? They email now. We've advanced since the founding fathers. You know, people want to live by the Constitution. You can't live by a mythical document. I call it the Santa Claus document.
Don't you think that if that's the case, though, shouldn't they rewrite the rules? Instead of acting like the rules don't exist, then...
I'm not saying they're bad rules. They shouldn't be concrete. You know, they should be floating rules.
Then they should change. But they haven't changed.
Yes. And that's the crux of our problems here in this country. I mean, call me I'm patriotic, but I don't get a warm, fuzzy feeling if I was to pass the Statue of Liberty. You know, their Constitution didn't include me. Maybe they were on lunch break when it said.
The Constitution is irrelevant as far as I'm concerned. I mean, what's happening out there...
I thought I was by myself.
And the cause of the problems is the fact that people, human beings, believe that they can use force to get their way. Human beings, most of them calling themselves the government, believe that it's appropriate, and the people that vote for them in many cases, believe it's okay to use the threat of violence against their fellow man, against their fellow peaceful human beings, in order to get them to pay them money, in order to get them to jump through hoops, to do whatever it is they demand. That's the cause of the problems.
One last thing, that's what I don't understand. People talk about how they don't want their taxes to go up $40 a year, but maybe it's just me, but then they turn around and donate $2,500 to a candidate, you know, to stop the $40. I mean, wouldn't you be better off by just saving your money?
I see where you're coming from. I think that donating to politicians is generally
half a million dollars in debt for every man, woman, and child in the United States. $500,000.
Well, they say
many of us were on the hook for it.
That's because this country was built upon lies, and I get weary when I hear people talk about states' rights all the time. Some of them you need it because the federal government do override sometimes, but being a black man in this country, states' rights haven't been too cool with me.
Well, the states' rights, remember, if you want to talk about this, you know, the war of northern aggression, we can talk about that. The fact is that many northern states used their states' rights, attempted to use their states' rights to be able to harbor freed slaves that escaped slaves. Now,
none of them are untouched. No state is untouched, you know, and your other topic about homegrown terror, I thought the 9/11 should have brought us closer together because a white friend of mine asked me, I said I would never do that, a white friend of mine. But he says, wow, 9/11, black people just don't seem so patriotic. Why you guys aren't so hurt by what happened? It's not that we're not hurt. It's just that we're used to it. Mm-hmm. You're catching up with us, mm-hmm. you know? See, usually you don't.
What are you used to? I'm sorry. When you say you're used to it, what are you used to?
We're used to. We understand what homegrown terror is about, the culture of homegrown terror in this country to our minorities. We've been terrorized.
Well, that's
and it
right.
wasn't Muslim that did it. But what I'm saying is most Americans don't react until if something happens to them. We're going through that now here in Indy with the young lady down in Bloomington. You know, people
I'm not familiar with that case.
As usual, the media and everybody just went crazy and got a knife. And I hope they find her because I wouldn't wish nothing bad on no one.
Did someone go missing? Is that what happened? Someone
yes, the blue-eyed blonde young lady down in IU is missing. Everybody's dropped everything to go looking for her. And then they said that there was rumors about her on some cocaine after leaving a bar down there. She's 20, underage. But the police quickly said, no, those rumors are just unjustified about the cocaine. But yeah, you let somebody from the inner city become missing that has no record or something like that, people pass right by it and don't pay no attention to it. Yeah. And that affects it. We see this. You know,
absolutely. Not only just people going missing, but how about the 1.5 million people a year from various places, but mostly urban areas? How about the 1.5 million people per year that have their lives destroyed by the war on drugs? Nobody cares. Very few people care about them. People have their friends and their family and their coworkers put in cages.
They're so sophisticated. They don't even want to use the same name. We steal. They embezzle. You know, yeah. They call them crooks, you know, and it's a shame. The prison system is just a big business. They was talking nationally up there.
What do you want to do? I mean, I think you've identified some real problems. What do you think the solution is?
Unfortunately, I don't think there is. I mean, there is one, but because the negativity is one of the biggest businesses in this country, and we're built on capitalism. Due to the fact that negative thoughts and feelings and actions makes money, I don't think there's no way out of it.
Well, I can tell you what, I've got an idea. I'd like to run by you here. It's a book. Do you enjoy reading?
Oh, yes. I'm a writer and producer.
Okay, great. Then when you get a chance, head over to book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com. And there's a great book there called Healing Our World. And it really approaches...
Have a fax number?
Do what?
You have a fax number?
No, I don't know. But it's a website. Well, you've got access to the internet, I presume.
Oh, yes. And real quick, I just give you one verse of a song I wrote. It's something like Bob Seger's Turn the Page. Mm-hmm. But I call it a fork in the road, you know.
Go quick.
The whole world seems angry, fighting amongst ourselves. We're the ones who pick our leaders, can't blame it on no one else.
I don't believe that politicians are leaders. I think they're criminals and that we need to stop paying attention to them.
For
them. I'm not responsible for them. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I want nothing to do with them. I did not consent. More on the way. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Book.freekeen.com.
It's Healing Our World.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
What you want, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to prove that they are listeners of this program, shrine.freetalklive.com. You can go there if you're a lady listener and you can become part of the Shrine. And if you're not a lady listener or you want to just check it out, you can do that too. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. And like the rest of our website, it is completely free. So we're going to continue with you and your phone calls, your thoughts. We go to John listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. Hello, John. John? In Virginia.
How's it going?
Hey,
how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, I was listening to you guys talk a minute ago, and that gentleman, I wouldn't call him a gentleman, he sounded to me like he was just a racist, basically. He thinks that somebody owes him a living, and he talks about my people and stuff like that.
Well, how did he, wait.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I didn't hear him talk about anybody owing him a living. He did seem to want the government to be a solution to problems, and I'll agree with you on that.
The government isn't. You have to look in the mirror for the solution.
I concur with you completely.
Yeah.
Really, the Constitution, you guys kind of sound like it's supposed to be a living, breathing document. The situation
I sound like
is,
that?
Well, in some ways, okay?
No, I think that the Constitution is a dead letter. I think that
okay,
it is...
All right, cool. Cool, that's fine. As long as you've stated your opinion on it, I think it's the most valuable words that could have ever been given to us if we just applied them.
How about the Articles of Confederation? I mean, wasn't that better? See, this Constitution strengthened the federal government.
Have you read the preamble of the Constitution lately?
Sure.
All right. it's the only document that gives men rights.
You got it wrong, dude. I'm sorry.
Documents give men rights.
No, documents don't give anybody rights.
Well, lots of documents
are. States that men have rights from God.
That's true.
And the United States was formed to protect those rights mentioned thereafter and their children. In other words, the United States is a force to protect these rights.
How is that going?
Not good, because you know what? We're not following the document.
Who's
that
we?
We the people.
But it's not a document.
We the people are not. The document, it does not bind we the people. It binds the government, right?
No, exactly. And we shouldn't stand up for this crap we're getting. But yet we keep sending them funding every year on April 15th.
I don't.
I don't either.
Okay, good.
But the people out there in radio land keep funding evil men to do evil things.
I agree with you that they should stop doing that.
Well, maybe you and I are in agreement, because my prayers for the last 5 years is that when I pray and talk to God, I'm like, how do you stop men from doing these things? And
what's he saying?
He's telling me stop paying for it.
Yeah.
Say if you do not support it financially, these men will not do these things without a paycheck.
That part I agree with you completely, and I think that more people need to stop paying. And not only do they need to stop paying, they also need to stop obeying them as well. They need to stop jumping through the arbitrary hoops. They need to stop doing, obeying the regulations. But all of these things involve some level of risk, and of course Americans are trained to be risk averse. They're trained by the government to not take risks. That's one of the things they teach you.
Here in this country, we try to do things peacefully. Now, when it comes to the disobedience part, it's like a hornet's nest. You know, you're walking down a path, you see it. You don't have to hit it with a stick. You just walk around it. Let them do what they're doing until they go friggin' broke, as far as I'm concerned. And when you make statements like the American people owe, what was that statement about, $250,000?
No, it's about $500,000.
Okay.
I think I said that the...
I don't know anything.
I'd like to say, if I didn't say it this way, the national debt comes to about $550,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States. So if I misstated it, I don't know that...
It's not our debt.
I don't know the number, but it's not my debt.
That's right, mine either. I didn't spend it, and I didn't elect those people to spend it for me. So I'm with you on all those points. The one point at which you and I disagree thus far, well, I disagree with you that the last guy was a racist, but beyond that, the other thing I disagree with you on...
According to color rather than the fact they're friends.
Well,
any man that talks to you, and I got a red man, oh yeah, he's an Indian, I got a black man, oh yeah, he's Native African American. He lists his friends according to their color.
Well,
that's a racist young man.
The fact is, it's really difficult to go through life and try to not use the ethnicity of a person to describe them.
My friends are my friends. Male or female.
But he was trying to create bridges between people that he perceived as white on the radio and himself, which I believe he was black. That was the impression that's the impression that I got from him. And I don't think that makes one a racist. A racist is a person who believes the inherent superiority of one race over another. And what I think has happened in the United States, and it to some extent is understandable, is that black people say, hey, we've been mistreated. And white people say, hey, we didn't do it.
That may have been four generations ago or five generations ago. You know what? I haven't done anything to you. If I'm standing and looking at you, I've done nothing wrong.
That much is true. However, it wasn't five generations ago. It was, within the decades. And the fact is, you can show inherent racism today. I mean, there is racism today. I mean, it's true. It comes from both sides, and it's sad. But
it is. See, the only way we're going to make it better is to explain the truth about it.
I agree.
I understand.
For everybody to talk about, be butthurt and talk about, I got hurt. No, it wasn't me. You're blaming me. There's a lot of finger pointing and no solutions. And those things don't help. And that's what I was trying to get in, but I couldn't get in with him. And I understand why he's hurt, but I've got nothing to do with it.
All right. So that aside, the other point.
If somebody's done him wrong and he thinks it's been done incorrectly because of his color, maybe you should look at your behavior when somebody does a wrong to you. It could be your behavior and not the color of your skin.
Or they could be a racist.
Or behavior.
They could be a racist.
that's true. There are some people who describe their friends by the color of their skin. My friends are described, if I call them a friend, it's because of their character and words that come from their
mouth.
Look,
man, I get where you're coming from, but if I call my friend a blonde, that doesn't mean I hate blondes. So,
well,
look.
Well, you don't know enough about them to describe them other than the color of their hair or their skin, then maybe you ought to look at the things in their heart. You know,
but if you're trying to point him out on the street, when I'm meeting somebody for the first time at a Starbucks, I don't say look for the person with the loving heart. I mean, that would make me stupid.
I'm sorry.
I say
I'm
look for the devastatingly good-looking guy who's 6 feet tall. I've got pale skin and I'm wearing a business suit or whatever. That's right. What I'll say.
Look, there's one other thing that John, I think that we need to discuss briefly, and that is that one of the big points I disagree with you on is this importance of the Constitution. Constitution, and I believe that we should be free, and I believe that the government is terrible, but I don't think the government's ever going to get back to the Constitution. They're never going to respect the Constitution. I'm not interested in trying to get them to do those things.
If it did get back to the Constitution, we'd only get what we've currently got with the Constitution anyway.
I just want to be left alone. I want nothing to do with the federal government, period.
Well, the initial preamble of the Constitution basically meant they were supposed to leave us alone. They were not supposed to set up these public schools and all this crap they've got from this bleeding heart.
Well, I like your solution. Stop paying them. I'm on board with you.
Exactly.
And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you there. That is something to which you can take in you can control. Because a lot of people will critique, for instance, some of the activism up here, and they'll say, you guys are doing, you're drinking in public. Why don't you take on a real issue? Well, we talk about real issues on this radio show, but for the most part, things like the war, I can't do anything about that. I can't go and order those troops to come home. I can't stop the violence. There's nothing I can do to actually stop the war, but I can stop my level of participation. I can affect my level of participation in that by withholding the money that I earn from being sent over there. And so that's one way that I can actually have an effect on it. But that's a very small, it's an individual thing. It's not a visible thing. It's not something that, is particularly effective from a wide scale as far as attracting attention or whatever. But if more people did it, then it could be, I think, more powerful.
Yeah, and you also wake a lot of people up on the show regarding war and the futility of it. But the caller before the previous one, the black man from Indianapolis, I believe it was.
Yeah.
He made a couple really good points. One is that for black people, there's always been a police state in America. We complain about it now getting worse and all, but for most black people, it's always been a police state for them. And I think a lot of white people can't see that. They don't realize what it's like in the inner cities.
Right. It's got to be tough to have a cop assume that you're guilty because you're walking down the street and you happen to be black. And I mean, and the fact is, it happens. It happens.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We've got a full hour remaining here. Hour 3 next. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.